Well, it's Saturday the 23rd of August, approximately 9:30 a.m. I'm standing on the veranda, the front veranda of our caravan here at Auchinleary Holiday Park, overlooking the sea. In fact, actually what it overlooks is it's like a really massive big bay, but it's looking over Wigton Bay. And Wigton Bay is almost like a finger that rises north out of the Solway Firth. So if I look, we're looking south, due south, and over to my west, to the west in the distance, I can see the Isle of Whithorn. A long peninsula of land that runs away down from Newton Stewart and sticks way down into the water. And we'll be going there today and I run down. It's a beautiful place, especially going right to the very, very tip to the Isle of Whithorn. It used to be known as Wigtonshire here, and now when you go to the Wigton, it's now called the Makers. Makers is just a generic name for any land that's similar to that, you know, coastal land, in other words, the Makers. But this whole area was known as Wigtonshire, and if we just travelled east a wee bit towards Kirkcudbright, that was Kirkcudbrightshire. And all the old names have kind of gone now, they've changed them, I don't know, regionalisation, it just wasted at some fantastic names in Scotland and the regions. But this morning, I have to say, it's stunningly glorious. Yesterday we had a great rundown, apart from the most roadworks I've ever seen on roads ever, on the one journey in my life, I think. We were diverted. We usually run all the way down to Abington and then stay on the old South Road that runs parallel back and forth to the A74, M74, heading south towards the M6. But I stick on the old road, the A7076, which is peaceful. And you can still hack down there at 60, 70 mile an hour. But then we peel off at Beetock and head on 701 to Dumfries. But unfortunately, there was a diversion. They shut the 701 off and it was just horrendous trying to find our way. Almost had to get the sat-nav out. But anyway, we got here eventually by 3 o'clock and the keys were ready. We got straight in our caravan. The weather had been great yesterday. It rained in Dumfries. It never rained when we were driving, believe it or not. And then once we were settled in the caravan, we took a run west from here, heading for Stranraer, but only to Newton Stewart, to the wee town of Newton Stewart, and Creetown, and Minigaff. I'm mentioning Minigaff because of Richard Tubbock. He knows what I'm talking about, and I think Adrian Wicks is in the secret as well. It's not really a secret, it's just something that was tweeted before we come off on holiday. So, we settled in last night, and the caravan we have is a lovely caravan. Spacious, great caravan. Sun trap here this morning. The only thing, there's a downside that it's fairly near the road, and during the night we were kind of disturbed by the road noise. Last time we were here, we were way down the bottom, right at the sea, and the only thing we were disturbed by was the lapping of the waves. No, we weren't disturbed with it. It was beautiful. Slept like logs, but unfortunately you can probably hear some of the traffic in the background. But so we didn't sleep fantastically well last night. That's just one of the holiday makers leaving in his four track. But I have to say that this morning it's beautiful. It's absolutely stunningly warm. It's cooking hot. You can't believe how warm it is here this morning. But this site is a sun trap, the way it's set on the side of a hill. And as I said, I was looking south. We're looking south right over Wigton Bay. And I'm sure that the dusky land that I can see away in the distance. Now, I did this once before and I can't remember if I got it right or not. I was sure it was Ireland. I can't remember if I'm right or not, no. So I have to double check my map. But it's so far away that you can make the outline in the sky, of course, but it's just in almost like half shadow, where you can't actually make out any features. And I think it's Ireland, but I'm not sure. I have to double check that. So, plans for today. We are going to drive down the down to the Isle of Whithorn. It's quite a long drive because you head for Newton Stewart for a few miles. It's about 12 miles to Newton Stewart. And then from that point, you just turn due south and drive right down this long peninsula of land. And you go through the town of Wigton and lots of lovely wee fishing villages. And then eventually end up right in the sea if you don't stop your car, that is. And the Isle of Whithorn, which is right at the tip, isn't really an island, by the way. Let you in that wee secret. There is a wee island, but it's a tiny, tiny wee thing with no inhabitants, so it's not really the island. I don't know why it's called the Isle of Whithorn. I have to ask the locals. But anyway, so we had a really nice day yesterday travelling down, and the roads down this area are beautiful. Once you get off the big... In fact, even the big road here is a lovely drive. It's just not nice to try and sleep beside. But anyway, we'll survive, we'll be fine. Caravans are always just a base for us. Get up in the morning, get washed, get your breakfast, get away, come back in the evening, have supper, feet up for an hour or two, and then hit the sack again. So that's just the general plan. But I have to say, this morning, I can't even face the east. It's the sun's so blinding, even with my reactor light, my transition lenses on. Absolutely, you think it was right in the height of summer in July. Take it while it's there. Anyway, I'll stop rambling now. Hopefully I'll be able to send this up. I'm recording through my Zoom on a two-channel stereo. And I'm feeding it in at the same time. Oh, I pressed record. Yeah, I did. I'm feeding it at the same time into the Boss Talk Studio app on my iPhone 4S via my Tascam iHi 2. And hopefully, this is just some technical bump, and hopefully I'll be able to send it up when I get a signal. There isn't really a signal here at the caravan, but if I walk down, about a 5-10 minute walk down to the club, I can get it for nothing. So maybe send it up later on. Okay, gotta go. Mary will be out the shower just very shortly and be shouting on me to go and get a scrub up. And then we'll get off for the day. So, see you again soon. Bye for now.